Hare Krishna. The following week is going to prove to be quite a busy one for me. Today, tomorrow, we're having, well, what I could translate in terms of what we had in England, for instance, our National Council meetings. And then this upcoming weekend, we have Nisunga Chaturdasi Festival. And, of course, in the days leading up to that, guests coming from different places, UK, Russia, others. I need to give time to that. So it's going to be a busy, busy week. I can't say I'm fully rested up and prepared for it. Then there you have it. What's our National Council meeting about? Well, two main themes. One is the Yatra's vision. That was something that we'd discussed in the earlier meeting in January, and that had wide, practically speaking, unanimous acceptance amongst the devotees, and we had sent that back for devotees to give some further written input, and there was a little. And we'll talk about those adjustments today, and then more or less finalize that and then send that out as a finalized vision. I had some requests on the podcast. Can we see this? Well, I guess you can, because I write it in English and it gets translated into Hungarian. So the English version is there, although the translated Hungarian version is also somewhat sort of modified, but yes, we will. And the other theme is a topic that we've been discussing for many, many years, and we've sort of had a recess on that discussion for two years, the previous 2 years, but then we took it up and started discussing it again in the subcommittee. And that's, well, we have a new name for it, but the old name was status category. In other words, what are the rights of devotees who have made different levels of commitment to Krishna consciousness? Volunteers, full-time devotees, supporters, sympathizers. And although we sort of worked out 75% of all of that in the past, now what remained was to actually sort of solidify the position of the missionaries. Who are the missionaries? What are also their rights and obligations? And we'll be working on that over the next 2 days. And this year, the idea is that it can be implemented by the end of this year. We expect implementation by the end of this year, so that we don't have this sort of confusion that, well, I'm a devotee, and why don't I have this, or I have this expectation, that we see that while there may be many different levels of devotees, but over and above that, according to the level of their commitment, they should expect such rights from the society of Vaishnavas. That too, I guess once it's finalized, we can sort of put out. We're not just going to be talking about nuts and bolts, but we're spending half a day on hearing and having Ishta Gosti. The theme of that is I spent the last 2 days sort of scouring Shikshamrita and selecting letters from Srila Prabhupada that relate to this concept of rights and obligations, particularly for missionaries, how Srila Prabhupada envisaged devotees' commitment to ISKCON and vice versa. Because ultimately our business is to do things the way Srila Prabhupada envisaged it. There may be many visions for Krishna consciousness, there may be many versions of missionary activity, but we want to do things the way Prabhupada envisaged them. We want to please things the way we want to please Srila Prabhupada. And that's the basis of our constitution, to do things as Srila Prabhupada wanted them done. And we're trying to do that to the best of our ability. So that we'll also be doing, discussing these letters. I selected 10 letters, and the devotees will read them, and then we'll discuss them and pick out the salient points, and also have an hour bhajan as well. And that's what's happening over the next 2 days, and we'll try and give some relevant update and report tomorrow as well. And Hare Krishna.